USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise across the nation to alarming levels, President Biden is tapping into the nation's vast oil reserves, authorizing the release of 50 million barrels of crude oil, to which Republican Senator Pat Toomey says is too little, too late.
Prices are going through the roof, supplies are shrinking, and now the president goes around pleading with OPEC countries to increase their production. How ridiculous. And this isn't going to work. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, he releases some oil from that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The man police say drove into a Waukesha Christmas parade on Sunday was charged Tuesday with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide and will face at least a 6 after an 8-year-old boy died Tuesday from his injuries. Daryl Brooks making his initial court appearance. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Airlines around the country are bracing for a surge in travelers ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, hoping the weather forecast remains calm as millions more Americans will hit the roads or skies. The TSA saying Friday was the single busiest air travel day since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020, as it screened 2.24 million travelers. TSA expecting to screen 20 million air passengers during the busy Thanksgiving travel period. One airport that has been consistently busy is the Tampa Airport. Airport CEO Joe Lapano is pleasantly surprised.
It caught us a bit by surprise. It caught the airlines a bit by surprise. I think they've all learned a lot about what the customers need and how the traffic is coming back. I'm very confident that they're going to do a good job over the holidays for us.
Dollar Tree announcing on Tuesday that most of their prices will rise to $1.25 after the first of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
China is continuing its scare tactics in the South China Sea.
With China's overreach in international waters of the China Sea, they have incorporated new tactics. Paul Boardman, chairman of Decouple China PAC, has been focused on the issue and gives USA Radio News an exclusive of the details.
China appears to be up in its regional bullying and abuse of neighboring states to enforce its illegal claim of 80% of the South China Sea. Very likely a negotiating tool for this week's China Uzun Conference, where China is demanding a new code of conduct that supports their claim to control the South China Sea. Curiously, Monday, Chinese President Xi Jinping told leaders of the 10-country Association of Southeast Asian Nations, USEAN, that Beijing would not bully its smaller neighbors. Last Thursday, the Philippines condemned, in strongest terms, actions of 3 Chinese Coast Guard vessels that it said blocked and used water cannon on resupply boats headed toward a Philippine-occupied atoll in the South China Sea.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
It's looking more likely that the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season will end quietly. The season officially ends on November 30th, and the National Hurricane Center says no tropical activity is expected for at least the next 5 days. There have been 21 named storms this year, meaning the Hurricane Center went through its entire name list for the tropical storms and hurricanes. Forecasters will turn to a supplemental name list if any out-of-season tropical storms form. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.